call it a basement with big ambitions. On Monday night, more than 150 artistically-minded Torontonians packed the lower level of 887 Yonge Street, one of the city's newest supportive housing sites. It was opening night for the Nancy and Ed Jackman Performance Center, a brand new 65,000-square-foot venue in the basement of the building. In the coming years, the new center will host opera performances, theater shows, and workshops. The newly renovated space includes a large performance hall, a smaller studio, offices for staff, a box office, and a bar. Executives with Knightwood Theatre and Tapestry Opera, the two new anchor tenants, told Toronto Today they're optimistic the venue can help revive the city's struggling arts scene. But the building's landlord said she has an additional goal in mind. Andrea Adams, executive director of nonprofit affordable housing organization St. Clair's, said she hopes the new venue will prevent future NIMBYISM. NIMBY, an acronym for Not in My Backyard, is a term used to describe resident opposition to a local project. On Monday night, Adams told the assembled patrons that the new venue will help show that when affordable housing comes to town, it brings the potential for new arts and culture spaces, not crime or drugs. In this vision of the city, we don't have to choose between beauty and housing, she told the crowd. In this vision of the city, we change the conversation about affordable housing by demonstrating that addressing housing and homelessness lifts a neighborhood. The new home for Knightwood Theatre and Tapestry Opera is 877 Yonge Street. The Performing Arts Center is in the basement of a city-owned supportive housing site. Dahlia Katz, supplied, does NIMBYISM cost money? Adams told Toronto Today that when the city purchased 877 Yonge Street for the supportive housing project, some residents pushed back. Some locals were concerned that residents of the new building would increase drug use in the area, said Adams. People arrived at the public consultations to say things that were very cruel and misinformed, she said. We take the position that those comments are just a matter of needing education. We took it in stride. Despite the opposition, the supportive housing project moved forward and is now home to 244 people, including women, disabled people, Indigenous people, and others experiencing or at risk of homelessness. Though the project succeeded, Adams added that when residents push back on building affordable or supportive housing projects, it can add costs and delays. NIMBYism costs so much money, she said. Every delay in construction costs thousands and even millions of dollars. Tapestry Opera executive director Jamie Martino addressed the audience at the Performing Arts Center's launch on March 17. Martino said staff have been intentional about working with both the building's neighbors and local residents to invite them in. Gabe Oatley, Toronto Today, becoming a hub for diverse residents. Jamie Martino, Tapestry Opera's executive director, said the staff behind the new arts venue are working hard to welcome building residents and local neighbors into the new space. Martino said that a number of the building's residents, artists themselves, have expressed excitement about the venue. She said Knightwood Theatre and Tapestry Opera are in discussion about how to ensure performances are affordable for residents, exploring the potential for each performance or concert series to have a block of free tickets. As for relations with the neighbors, things appear to be off to a good start. Local councillor Diane Sachs secured considerable funding for the center from the city and local developers. On Monday night, she celebrated with the crowd what a great space had been created with the launch of the new venue. Yorkville Residences Association ABC also contributed funds toward the facility's $5 million renovation and startup budget. Philanthropist Nancy Ruth cuts a ribbon at the launch of the Nancy and Ed Jackman Performance Center in Toronto on March 17. Gabe Oatley, Toronto Today. Upcoming shows from Knightwood and Tapestry at the basement facility, it's all systems go. On Saturday night, Tapestry Opera will host a launch concert and party. Soon after, the space will host performances by the Canadian Children's Opera Company. Knightwood Theatre's first performance is a workshop production called The Where the Spirits Sit, running from April 3 to 5. On Monday night, Adams expressed optimism about the new venue's future. In an environment of scarcity, we need to raise each other up, she said.